This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am encouraging you to release the past for good. Recently, we talked about the difference between being on an adventure and a quest. An adventure is about you, while a quest is about something greater than yourself. And more specifically, a quest leads to you helping others, and you are redefined in the process. When I looked to the scriptures, I realized that the Apostle Paul was definitely on a quest. Paul teaches us in Philippians 3 that when we're on a quest, we have to have the courage to forget some things. For example, think of Paul's past. So we know he was a self-righteous man, he was a murderer, and would have even probably been considered as a terrorist. Yet as awful as these things were, once Paul repented, he released the past. He saw himself, here's the key, as worthy to take upon the assignment that God had put before him. Sometimes we struggle to fully embrace being on a quest because we're still allowing choices from our past to have power over us. As much as we try to leave the past in the past, sometimes we fail at genuinely forgiving ourselves. What Paul is teaching us is that it's time to release it all into God's hands. So whatever you're holding on to, repent again if that will make you feel better, and then release it. And as you do that, hold on to these few words. I will remember their sins no more. Hebrews 8:12. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Boost of Blessings YouTube channel. So today, release the past.